There's a difference, as we mentioned a little bit yesterday, between a person who was called up to the Torah already and they're in the middle of the davening, as opposed to a person who has not yet been called up at all. Obviously, in the event, as we mentioned yesterday, that a person has already been called up to the Torah, their name has already been mentioned, then we're going to be a little bit more lenient and will allow this person to get the Aliyah, with the rare exceptions of if a person's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, or they're between the words Gal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei, also, as we saw, the sentence of Shema or Baruch Shem. Other than that, when a person is called up, even though it would have been better that he wasn't, but we can't change it, he can get that Aliyah, and depending on where he is, he maybe should just listen and not say the words quietly. Now, we're going to discuss the situation, a dying lokar shemo, that if he was not yet called up, and we see he's not finished with the davening. Not talking about the Shemoneh Esrei, talking about other parts of the davening. As we said, it doesn't make a difference. A person in the Shemoneh Esrei, they can never interrupt. You can't even interrupt for the reciting of Kedusha, or even for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So, he begins by discussing the more simple case of Yisrael. So if you have Yisrael, and there's a dime a dozen. Asil alos the Torah. If you have Yisrael that's sitting over here, and you see that, let's say they're in the middle of Sukkot Zimra even. Certainly if they're in the middle of the Shema or Berachas Kriya Shema, you should not call that Yisrael up for an Aliyah. He says it doesn't matter. V'yafil yesh lochiyav. It doesn't matter even if he has a chiyav, he has a yortzeit, or whatever that day. If he's in the middle of davening, even in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, you l'chadchila should not call him up. Again, if you did already, then if he's in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, then he can already get the Aliyah, but it's preferable not to do so. Now that's Yisrael, because again, there's many Yisraelim all over the place. Now when it comes to a Kohen, it may depend. We may be more lenient even though we have not called up that Kohen, because let's say, for example, Kishain Shum Kohen Elohu. This happens to be in the entire shul, only one Kohen, and therefore we have the question. We didn't call him up yet, but he's here, so what do we do? Should we give him this Aliyah? Depends where he is in the davening. But Pesukah Zimra, this one Kohen is really far back. He's still in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. He's up to wherever, in the Halukas, before Yishtabach, whatever it may be in the Pesukah Zimra. Yale, you can give him the Aliyah. V'yikra yachad imashat v'lachash uknal. Not only can he get the Aliyah, but he can actually recite together with the Balkore the words quietly. That's not a problem. But let's say he's not in Pesukah Zimra, but he's at a different part of the davening, he's in the middle of the Shema, or it's brachos, before or thereafter. Kfar Nispa'er, we already mentioned, Shulchat Chila, Yetzim Bebesach Neses, he should leave the shul. So if he's in the middle of the Shema, and he sees that I'm the only Kohen, and I'm in the middle of the Shema, they just took out the Torah, better that he should leave, so that he should not put himself in this compromising position of having to sken the Aliyah and interrupt this part of the davening. Ach im lo yetzeh, that he did not leave, yesh likroso kishu omed bebin haprakim. Then we do allow him to get this Aliyah, we will call him up. He should really be encouraged to leave, but if he decides to stay, that's okay, we'll call him up. But he should try to get to Bein HaProkim between the paragraphs and not be smack dab in the middle of one of the three paragraphs of the Shema. He says that's not just by a Kohen. We're not going to make any difference if it's a Kohen or a Levi. Kedin HaKohen, Kein Din HaLevi. Im Ein Shom Levi Elohu. Forget about that there's only one Kohen. Imagine there's only one Levi. So you can say, all right, what's the big deal if there's only one Levi? But their first Kohen, it was a Kohen. So he'll get the second Aliyah. The Kohen will just get two Aliyahs. She says like this. Imhu be'emsa p'suka d'zimra on the same thing. When it comes to a Levi as the Kohen, that when it comes to this Levi, if he's in the middle of the p'suka d'zimra, yikrohu lalos achriya Kohen. We will allow him to interrupt his davening, the p'suka d'zimra, and we will give this one Levi that Aliyah. Obviously, if we're talking about there's more than one Levi, more than one Kohen, then certainly you should call up the other person who is already finished with that part of the davening. Same thing with this Levi, if the Levi is in the middle of the Shema, or it's Brachos, better that the Levi should step out of the Shul, that we shouldn't have to call him up and that he'll interrupt his davening. However, as we said, just like the Kohen, that if he would stay and he would be called up, in fact, he would be able to get that Aliyah. So that's when it comes to in the event that we did not yet call him up. So the Gamai has to really be aware of where the person is holding. If the person is somewhere in the middle of the davening, then preferably there's certain times that you should not be called up, especially if it's Yisrael, should not get that Aliyah if it's going to interrupt their davening. Let's say we're not talking about the Shemona Esrei, that's very straightforward. The Shema, which depends, as we said, and or Pesukah D'Zimra, let's say you're in the middle of Hallel, and we're up to Kriyat HaTorah. This one individual is up to Hallel. So actually, it depends on half Hallel and whole Hallel, which makes matters even more confusing. But in Karahu Alos HaTorah, if someone is already called up, given an Aliyah, Yalvi Avarech, he should get the Aliyah. Ach lo yikra yachad im balkare el yashlik v'yaz. He should just listen quietly. He should be silent and listen to the words, because after all, he is in the middle of Hallel. We'll allow him to get the Aliyah, not a problem. V'im lo karu, but let's say that, not that we already called him up. He already called you up. We're going to let you get the Aliyah. But if we haven't yet called you up, Ahu Kohen o Levi, you happen to be the only one in town. You're the only Kohen, the only Levi in Shul. Azai b'yomim shigomrim es ha-halel, in the event that we have a whole Hallel, then we're much more strict. Lo yikruhu alos. Even though you're the only Kohen, the only Levi, if you're in the middle of whole Hallel by yourself, we should not give you that Aliyah. However, when it comes to a half Hallel, or as it's called, yomim she'en gomrim es ha-halel, If it's a half Hallel, the Kohen, the Levi, you're the only one, you should leave the shul. If you did not leave, then it's possible that you can get called up to the Torah. But again, if a person is in the middle of the davening, you have to be aware of these halachos, and certainly will make a difference whether or not you were called up. In that case, we are going to be more lenient, as opposed to if you have not yet been called up, then we will be a little bit more strict.